Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back for an hour-long conversation with one of the smartest guys I know about the threat facing our country from the global jihad movement and the animating force behind it, the doctrine of Sharia, and the various ways in which this effort to impose Sharia on all of us, to force us to submit to Sharia, is moving forward inexorably, including notably at the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood. And John, we were just talking about the FBI, the director saying it wasn't entirely clear what the Orlando shooter Omar Mateer's motivations were. We have a senior senator, as you say, Tom Carper, the ranking member on the Senate Homeland Security Committee, saying it's not clear what the motive is. You've got the FBI going to the lengths of, I guess at the direction of the Attorney General, but in any event, stripping out certain words from the shooter's own remarks that describe specifically why he was doing what he was doing. Again, give us a sense of, from the guy who's been inside the belly of the beast, what on earth is going on here?
We've got several things going on, and I think it's appropriate to say, when it's this clear what they're doing, and this attorney general, the previous attorney general, this secretary of Homeland Security, and the previous, and now this FBI director, who are intentionally distorting the truth about the enemy, what can we call that other than not just willful blindness? But this is all of this goes towards, we are helping the enemy in what they're doing. And if you want to know at the FBI, I mean, as a case agent or even as a supervisor of a squad, the pressure on them to stick with the narrative, which is being driven by the White House, we know that when the FBI Director Mueller was told by the White House under the Obama administration, you will work with the Islamic Society of North America. And instead of saying, well, I'm going to resign, instead of working with terrorists, he just did. And that is what is shocking to me. When we do our training, UTT does its training, and we see that, number one, none of the cops know what we're putting out about the network here and about what Sharia actually is. Yet they all come to understand it's factual and it's true. Number two, they realize this information is critical to protecting my family and this community. And then when they get training from the FBI or the Department of Justice that specifically is exactly opposite what we're telling them, and they realize that what they're getting from the feds is absolute horse dung, they realize how dangerous the situation is. And while good men and women in the FBI are at the ground level trying to protect us from people that want to shoot us and blow us up, their lack of understanding of the strategic threat, their lack of understanding of Sharia as not only what they seek to impose, but the blueprint for how these guys operate, and their refusal to even look at it is what's brought us to this place. And the fact that they have the very same Muslim Brotherhood organizations advising them at local field offices, from the Muslim Public Affairs Council, Muslim American Society, working directly with the FBI, it's outrageous.
It is outrageous. And you know, the term that just keeps cropping up for me as you're talking, John Guandolo, is malfeasance. It's really a failure to perform one's responsibilities competently and effectively. And our mutual friend and colleague Steve Coughlin has, of course, written a book called Catastrophic Failure, which documents how much of this is has come about. One of our other colleagues, Claire Lopez, and I have written a book recently entitled See No Sharia, Countering Violent Extremism and the Disarming of America's First Lines of Defense. And, of course, Phil Haney has recently written a book, a former Customs and Border Patrol officer, about his horrific experiences inside the government, called See Something, Say Nothing. And you have written a book, John Guandolo, called Raising a Jihadi Generation. This is a body of work that the American people need to understand, be exposed to, instead of the kind of whitewash that we've been getting, not just from our government, but as you said earlier, from a press that seems as complicit in misleading us as are those who are in official positions themselves.
Well, I think you bring up a big point, and I wrote about this both last week and this week, as it relates to this Marxist-socialist collaboration inside our government, the penetration of Marxists inside our government at a very deep bureaucratic level, policies that have been put forth, anti-Second Amendment. And really, I don't even like that term, because the Second Amendment is not what guarantees our rights. The Declaration guarantees the rights and the inalienable rights, which are not just life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Obviously, the founders said among the inalienable rights are these three. But the right to defend and protect yourself, as the federal judge said in the U.S. Versus Heller, was, or the District of Columbia versus Heller, was, you know, the right to keep and bear arms to protect yourself long predates the establishment of even the United States. So it was an understood thing. But the assault on that, the assault on our free speech to actually speak truth about a real threat that's factually true, and the way they are coming against our military, decreasing the Marine Corps and Army combat forces, letting our Navy and the combatant ships disintegrate, decreasing our nuclear capabilities, not protecting our borders, all of these issues, bringing refugees, only Muslim refugees from hostile countries, into this. It can only be looked at objectively as a intentional collaboration with our enemies, the jihadis, who are preparing to launch massive attacks in the United States and Europe based on their strategy. I mean, right now,
there's no secret about it.
That's right.
Yeah. John Guandolo, I mean, somebody listening to this conversation may conclude that this is a, sort of a wild conspiracy theory. What you've described is so unimaginably a betrayal of the public trust and the oath of office and the duty, well, among other things, to self-preservation, for crying out loud, that it's probably incomprehensible to people who haven't actually studied the facts. And I just want to give you an opportunity to respond to that sort of, well, comforting idea that what you're saying can't possibly be true.
Well, I would just say the facts on the ground are true. What I think nails it is that since really 2006 and even 2005, while I was still in the FBI, the things that I spoke about and taught about then came true. When I was working with Steve Coughlin, and he briefed, you know, when we were with SEG, Strategic Engagement Group, and in November 2010, he briefed members of Congress about the coming of this revolution in the Middle East and laid out how we know, why we know. And in January 2011, it happened, and it happened and has unfolded exactly as he and we have predicted. And the reason that this is critical is because you can't do that if this is just a wild hair. You can't keep getting it right. When I briefed law enforcement officials in September 2014 that the Islamic Community Center Phoenix was a place from which jihadis were going to launch jihad, and I laid out why it was extremely problematic, and then the two guys who go to Garland, the two jihadis who go to Garland, Texas to try to kill Pamela Geller and people at the Draw Muhammad cartoon event came out of the Islamic Community Center in Phoenix. And now the people in Arizona are very interested in our work and want more of it because of the fact that when you know this stuff and you know what Sharia says and you know how this enemy communicates, you can do predictive analysis, which is something our military and civilian intelligence agencies have not done since 9/11.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be doing. They're expected to be doing it. This is, put in layman's terms, predictive analysis sounds pretty highfalutin. It's just connecting the dots, folks. But if you're not allowed to see the dots, and it becomes a career-threatening offense to actually try to connect the dots, it's not unreasonable for people in government to say, you know, I'm just going to give that a miss, which is putting us all at risk. John Guandolo is our guest. We're going to have another segment or two with him about the threat we're facing. You've come to the right place if understanding the threat is what you want. More with John Guandolo straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.